Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I hope and I pray that you are enjoying this day, whatever you may be doing at this exact moment. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful to have another opportunity just to open up my eyes and see and witness a brand new day. And the Word of God tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm here to say today that no matter what may be going on in your life, if you are alive, if you are pretty much healthy, or maybe you're not as healthy as you like to be, if you woke up this morning, that's enough to celebrate the God of heaven and be grateful for this brand new day. That's my story. And as they say on the radio, I'm sticking to it. So I'm going to give a bit of a praise report today. I signed on 2 days ago and I did this whole episode, and at the end, it was not uploaded properly and it stored with no minutes, 0 minutes, which meant that I had to delete it. And so I didn't get around to it. And I said, you know, while I'm waiting on maintenance this morning, I'm going to fit in an episode. And so before I talk about what I want to talk about, first of all, that is a song on my SoundCloud page. I wrote it several years ago. It's actually one of the favorite songs that I do. It's entitled Sing a New Song. Let me turn it up a little bit. Sing a New Song Unto the Lord. And that's how I'm feeling this morning, because there's just so much new stuff going on in my life. And as I always tell him, when I'm going through something, when you bring me through and I actually have the victory, I'm going to tell about it and I'm going to give you the praise. So that was my intention in that podcast. And the devil said, you ain't going to put that out. But guess what? I'm back again at the drawing board and I'm going to put it out there. So before I do that, let me tell you where my podcast can be picked up on. Let me turn it down. My podcast can be picked up on Anchor, Amazon, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio, JioSaavn, that's JioSaavn, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, and if I didn't say Google, also Google. I think that's probably all or most of the platforms from memory. So listen, I've been having such a wonderful time. These weeks and especially these weekends have been just amazing. And I'm just so grateful to God because He is so faithful and He does answer prayers. And I don't know if you feel like I do sometimes. It just seems like it just takes so long sometimes. And so I have mentioned in a few episodes here and there about some of the situations that I have been dealing with in my home. I've been dealing with some serious spiritual warfare, wickedness, as the book of Ephesians talks about, and I've been reading in Ephesians these last few days. And so it's been a constant battle, and I'm not going to, you know, get really specific. It would take several episodes to tell of all of the different things that have been happening and that I've been dealing with. The enemy has really been busy these past several years. I've been dealing with a personal situation, and it sort of got tangled up into this housing situation with, you know, the property managers and the individuals involved. I had to go to court over 3 years ago for some things, and the Lord worked that out. And it just seemed like, let's see, since then, there's been now two management changeovers, and then now a third one is now coming in. So I just told God, I'm going to give you the glory. I talked about it here and there. I've been very transparent on a prayer line through the many years about so many of the things that was, you know, taking place. And now I'm just, I guess you can say, I'm kind of just giving the highlights, you know, because I don't need to put all my business out there. That's not what, you know, this is about. And I stated that with my podcast from the beginning. I aim to encourage, to motivate, to inspire, to uplift. And, you know, if it means sharing an experience or something going on in my life that I truly believe that people can benefit from or people can receive encouragement from, then I will go ahead and share it. But if you've listened to enough of my episodes, you know, I always intertwine or entangle it with the word of God, the power of God, characters in the Bible, and so forth, because that's a portion of my ministry as an evangelist. That's what I do. And so I want to pick the story up with after I won the victory against the individuals involved over 3 years ago, that property manager within, I say, about less than 2 months of the court decision, he just disappeared. He was no longer in position. And then we received the notice saying that there would be a new management coming in, and they gave a specific date. And so I sat back and I waited to see what would happen, you know, when the new management came in. This person was not aware of the situation, and she put some paperwork on my door one day, and I had to call her and kind of explain what just took place. So she went and she looked at the records, and she asked me to send her some information that I had. I sent it to her through email. She looked over everything and said, cool, I got it. Everything is good. We'll just proceed from this point. And, you know, I thought she was cool. She was a sister. I thought she was going to be cool. But as time went on, I got to see that same spirit. And although she wasn't as aggressive in doing some of the things that other people were doing in this position, I saw that she wasn't too much different, because she was ignoring requests and things like that. I was getting the runaround. If I would call her for information on something, she would say, oh, I don't really know, but give me your number. I'll find out. I'll call you. I'll tell you who handles that. And then I never hear from her. And so we did this dance for about 2 years. And then I had a situation where there was just like a minor leak in my bathroom. I called, I emailed, didn't hear from her. I kept calling because it just kept leaking. And she didn't respond. And then I talked to someone else in the office. And long and short of it, it ended up stretching out to about 5 days. By that time, on the fourth day, the leak bubbled up in my bathroom and it burst through to the ceiling downstairs, where years ago there was a really bad leak, and it just kind of opened that space back up. So now I'm livid. I'm calling, I'm sending her pictures and emails and things. So she finally gets the message over to maintenance. And one of the guys is still here on the property. He's just, you know, coming back in with some news. I'll get to that about the situation. But anyway, by the time they came in, they were angry and they thought that I let it get to that point. And I had to show them the text messages, the emails, the pictures. I was taking updating pictures, letting her know, okay, this is happening. This is now forming. So he was like, we were working right around here. And there have been days we've been on, we could have been came in and took care of this. And he said, from now on, don't you call those girls for nothing. Call this number. You know, get with us here. They're not our bosses. And I mean, he was so upset because, and it was naturally so because what started out so small that could have been dealt with, it turned into a disaster. Messed up my carpet. There was water all over the place. We had to put buckets and trash cans all over my music equipment and things like that. So that was kind of like the beginning of this situation with her. Then, updated a few days later, we're getting news of COVID. It happened at the worst time. And then they started saying, well, we can't come back in to deal with anything unless it's an emergency because they don't want us going in and out of houses until we find out what's going on with this thing. So they put up plastic bags over my ceiling, put big fans downstairs. And needless to say, and I've mentioned it in other episodes, my living room stayed uncovered with pipes under a plastic bag for about four, almost 5 months. The living room and dining room is connected. And so we had to eat this way when we did eat indoors. And of course, things were closing down because of COVID. And I, you know, went in my closet. This was back in July 2020. In fact, it was on my husband's birthday. So I remember the day I was going out to Walmart to get some stuff. And I went in a closet and went in a box and found all this white, sticky and gooey stuff all in my box. So I started opening up boxes. Bibles were eaten through, my shoes, all kind of stuff. And so that turned into like a 4 or 5 hour morning and afternoon of just cleaning. I had to pull everything out. We had the spray. We were bleaching down, sweeping. We didn't know what was going on. And then shortly after that, the same substance started showing up in different closets, under my cabinets, inside of my cabinets. So I found out that it was mold and I didn't know exactly what I was dealing with. So naturally, I reported it to her right away. She did nothing about it. I'm doing all these self-cleaning measures, bleaching down and looking online and pulling all my stuff. So we had stuff just, you know, stacked up against the walls. I had to pull. We have like 6 or 7 closets in here. I'm saying 1, 2, 2 in my room, 2 in the hall, my son 3, 5, just 5 closets upstairs. And then we have a huge under the stairs closet downstairs and then another coat closet in the front of the door. And then I have a lot of cabinets in the kitchen. All of this was affected by this mold and whatever it was. And so back and forth for 2 years, she did not take care of it or any of the other issues that I addressed. So it got to the point where I started saying, listen, I've come to you with this many times. You are the management company. You're responsible for this. If you don't take care of it, you know, and, you know, you all are being paid rent and other things take place with these townhomes that you're responsible for. And so if you don't take care of it, then I'm going to be forced to file a lawsuit. And I thought that would change some things. It really didn't. So it went on up until December of last year. And I began to, you know, keep files. I have thick files full of emails and pictures and videos. And, you know, we were in here dealing with crickets and flies and spiders and ants. It sounds like lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. But it really got bad. And when she finally sent pest control in, he said, do you mind if I just inspect for a while? I did a podcast on him because his service was excellent. And he looked, and when he went in the closet, the main closet where I first discovered the mold, he said, you have a mold issue in here. He said, and not only is it, he said, I can see it when I turn the light. He said, you can smell it. And he said, that's what's making your pest control problem. He said, where you probably wasn't seeing much before. And we're so blessed with where we live. We don't have problems like that at all. Mostly just ants, sometimes during the summer. But all of a sudden, last year, it got really bad. Crickets were getting in. They were hiding in the cabinets downstairs. And so we're
you know, going on man hunts, chasing crickets, and he gave me stuff to put up for the flies, and the flies just weren't attracted to it, and it was just a mess. And so we're videoing this 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm being awakened in my room by chirping of a cricket, and I was like, nobody's going to sleep in here until I find this cricket. So I kept the lights on all night. And every time I heard it in the area, I get up and move something. And it was just a mess. We finally found them in the morning, and it was the bathroom. So this is what we're dealing with. And I'm updating her. I'm sending her emails. I'm sending her pictures. I'm sending her videos. Finally, one of the lawyers told me, you know, contact these inspectors. They'll come out, they'll, you know, receive fines, they can force their hand, you can file a civil lawsuit, all the stuff that I didn't necessarily want to do. I just really wanted her to take care of it. She didn't. And then right in December, she finally sent out someone from Air Quality. He came in. He took pictures and videos. He said, yeah, I see the problems. He said, I'm going to take pictures of everything. He took pictures of my shoes and different articles that was in the closet. He said, I'm going to get this over to the lab so we can see what kind of mold you're dealing with. I will give them the recommendations. And it was right before Christmas. So he said, it's going to take about 4 days. He said, but, you know, you'll definitely be hearing back. Well, shortly after that, I'm going to say less than 2 weeks, I got another notice that said they are no longer the management company. And I was happy about that. I was praying about it. I was glad to see her go. So that wasn't an issue, but I was like, okay, now I have to wait and see where this situation stands. So we get a notice that this new management company is coming in. And then shortly after that, they tell us this is the person that's going to be managing, gave her name. She was a witch. She needs much prayer. Anyway, I did not contact them. I waited to see what would happen because there are a lot of notes. A lot of things have been documented. I know, you know, that they have this information. So the notice stated that they would start, you know, in February, the office would be open. This is where you, how you handle your rent, any complaints and all of that. And so they started putting out notices in February that they would be coming in to do inspections to see what kind of work was done, what was not done. And so, you know, I alter my schedule and I'm staying in the house all day long. They never came to my house. So I said, okay, that's a flag right there to know what I was dealing with. So I didn't say anything initially. They put out about a third notice. And after that, my husband had to deal with something. And so he brought up the situation, and this is how it opened it up. He, you know, he talked to her, and she was, in his words, he said, she's like a ghetto woman. And the woman that was with her, she's ghetto. So I'm getting this description. He's like, she's really loud, and she's like, saying this, and, you know, yeah, I saw this, and I read this, and I'm a talk to your wife, and this, that, and the other, and your wife don't, and she's just going off like she's ready for a street fight. You know, this lady don't know me from, as we used to say, from Adam, but this is her attitude, so I already knew what I was dealing with. So finally, I'm waiting. She said, yeah, well, at first she said, I'm going to call her, but she said, yeah, we're going to deal with this. I see this in the notes, and I see this, and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I'm matter of fact, no, I got to go around there. I'm going to go around there, and I'm going to see your wife. He said, well, what you going around there to see my wife for? This has nothing to do with her. What you need to do, no, this, I'm going to do this and that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. So 3 weeks go by. I don't hear a thing. She knocks on the door unannounced, no notice or anything. And the maintenance worker, who has been here for about 2 years, in and out of my home, working on a lot of stuff, dealing, knew about the mold and everything like that. She shows up with him, and he's standing at the door on his phone. He spoke, and he's not saying anything. And she comes in like, hi. And this is how she sounded. Very gruff, very rough. You know, very rough lady. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to be nice. I'm podcasting, but I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to shame the devil. She was a witch. And I knew that spirit already before I ever laid eyes on her. But when I saw her, I said, okay, yeah, I know what I'm dealing with. So I was cordial. And I said, you know, come on in. I said, I didn't get a notice that, well, I didn't have to send you a no notice. You know, he asked me to come in and check out the moat. So I'm here to check out the moat. So I said, are you an expert? Or excuse me, let me use property. I said, are you an expert on moat? I said, because I'm not. I said, Noel here is not. I said, you cannot visibly just see mold. You see the effects of it. You know, I said, you can see it some in my cabinets or whatever, but I said, all of the stuff. So I'm trying to explain to her all of the stuff that was affected. I said, I took it out of all these closets and I finally just packed up everything, put it in the shed. It's right there in the shed. I don't care about what you was dealing with before I came. Now that I'm here, I want to see some mold. What about right now? I said, ma'am, I don't know if all of the self measures that I've been doing, I said, we got SteriFab offline. We paid like $60 for a gallon or 5 gallons or whatever. And we started treating it, pulling everything out of the closets, treating it, putting a fan in, opening up the windows. We did this about maybe 3-4 times, just, you know, constantly cleaning, bleaching down, spraying the cabinets and everything, doing the bathroom. So I told her, I don't know if any of these measures worked. I said, I just recently put things back in the closets because we had stuff all over the house. I said, I have pictures, I have videos. So she kind of flagged me like, I don't care. She said, I want to see some mold now. She said, let me go upstairs. No, I'm going upstairs to check and see if, you know. And so this is how she's being. So I just said, okay, fine. I just went back. I turned my recorder on. I didn't think about it at first, but I turned the recorder on. I sat back down at the table and then I got up to go outside and, you know, get the bag. And she came downstairs, you know, stomping down the stairs. And my son heard her say, he was in his bedroom. He said she came in. She didn't speak or anything. He was sitting at his desk. She just started looking around in his closet and stuff. And then she went out and told him, I don't see no mold around here. So she went on and slammed the door and she just left. So I sent her an email that afternoon and let her know that I went out to get the stuff and, you know, her behavior is unprofessional and blah, blah, blah. She even had the nerve to tell me, I'm not here to pick no fight with you. I said, ma'am, that sounds exactly like what you're doing. I said, and if you think that my husband didn't already tell me the things that you said in the office, I already know. So she was like, yeah, well, anyway. So anyway, after that, I was like, okay, I see I'm probably going to have to not only continue with the lawsuit, but to include her in it for refusal to handle the matters. So another attorney that I was dealing with, she said, go ahead and file a tenant's assertion that will give her, you know, you put it in writing. It will give her 30 days. If she doesn't comply, then you go ahead and you take her to court, put the money for rent in escrow and let the judge decide. Well, another attorney had told me the same thing. The only thing is that they wanted $3,000 retainer up front. And so I didn't go with them. So while we're doing this, we're waiting. It's just quiet. It's peaceful. There were some other things that took place in the home that I just didn't want to deal with because of that spirit, that attitude. So we kind of were, you know, just continuing to take care of stuff on our own. Now, let me go back to what I really was doing about all of this, because I was so frustrated. I was tired. I was aggravated. In addition to my daily life, I'm dealing with stuff. And then now I have to keep dealing with this in this on this property with this management. And it seems like everybody, the first two were pretty good. They did their jobs. They got stuff done. Then you had two males, one white, one black, and then two black females. And they just went from bad to worse. But this lady, she was like at the top of the food chain. She was really, 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 really off the charts. That's all I'm gonna say. She was really off the charts. And so I didn't want to deal with her. I just said, okay, I'll handle it, you know, legally. We'll go ahead and do what we need to do. And it was such a headache. It was such a hassle. And I'm continuing to talk to lawyers and they're just like, wow, this is a lot. You know, you have to do this. And then on this side, you have to. And I'm like, I know, I don't really want to do all of this. And then they're like, well, you can go ahead and have somebody do it. Then you can deduct it from your rent. And so I'm just sorting through all of this, trying to keep afloat. And I just kept saying, you know, God, I am really weary. I am really tired of this. I don't know how much more of this I can take, but I need you to step in. And my exact prayer, I'm telling you, my hand up, my exact prayer started, I need you to deal with this witch spirit in this office. I need you to remove her. I need you. I said, I'm asking for this to be the shortest tenure on this property where management is concerned. I said, don't let her last half as long as any of the others. I said, I want this devil gone. I began to pray that. And then keep in mind, I'm fasting, I'm consecrating, I'm doing intermittent fasting, I'm in my word, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm not being disrespectful. I didn't do a lot of the things that I could have done. I just took my hands off the situation, like, all right, enough is enough, because I'm already dealing with stuff and I don't want this to, you know, get out of hand any more than it is. So I just started praying. Then one day I wrote something down about her, you know, when I was journaling, and I wrote out my prayer. So didn't hear anything else from her. And I've been continuing on. I got a powerful word from a prophet, visited his service, and he told me some things that was going on. He was right on the money. And I said, okay, I'm just going to stay on path because I know you're hearing me. I know God, I know you're working this out. And so I'm going to get back to what I need to do. Almost every weekend for probably about the past month, I've been at a different event in Maryland. For some reason, I've been there a lot, but a lot of connections have opened up. I'm not going to talk too much about it. I have an upcoming meeting with a mayor that I met. I told her I wanted her to do my podcast. She said she wanted to do it. She told me to come to her office. She'll give me the lay of the land. I've talked to her since I met her at the event about 3 weeks ago. She invited me out to another event, which was this Saturday in another part of Maryland. So I went out there for a little bit, reconnected with a radio personality that I met. And I met a guy at another event that's over a band. So it's like all of these new connections are just opening up. I met a young producer, a female producer who has a studio in Maryland, who also plays instruments. And, you know, I've just been making connections, and it seems like everything is tied to music. And so that's where I am in the season of my life. All of the things that the enemy tried to block, all of the things that he tried to stop, the people in my life, even some of the closest people that he tried to use, he was defeated. And so it didn't work. That's what the Bible says. The weapon may form, but it won't prosper. None of that worked. And on top of all of that, I'm really proud of myself because I didn't let it steal my joy. I didn't let it get me down. I didn't let it pull me off course. You know, I just did what I had to do and I kept it moving. And that's what I've been doing. I done blocked some old people out. I done shut down some more stuff in my life because it's like, listen, I am staying laser focused in this season, in this hour. We're living in the last days. I said it. I talked about it on Game Time and I went back to see that I have quite a few listeners to that episode. And what I said in that episode, I meant it's game time, game on. I'm not wasting any more time. I made a commitment to the Lord and to myself. No more allowing the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy in my life. I don't have a problem letting go of anything or anyone. If you're not for me, as Jesus said, you're against me. And the Lord has opened up and exposed so many things in my world that it's astounding to me how people will even have the audacity to continue on their path, knowing that it's going to be a short while before all of this ends and we will have to stand before him one day. So you sit up here and you do all of this foolishness all you want to. Me, I'm going the straight and narrow path, and I'm not going to be hindered and I'm not going to be turned away. So again, I've been laser focused. The enemy still fights, but he's still defeated. He's always going to be defeated, but it matters what you do in these instances. And I held on. So let me tell you what happened. And I just found this out. I have not heard from her. It's been about 2 months since that incident. I sent the letter for the tenant's assertion, still never heard anything from her. And let's see, a notice was on the door about
inspections, maintenance coming in to see what worked. And why? When I looked at the bottom of the page, her name is not there. There's a new manager. She's no longer here. She's no longer here. I said, yes. And the icing on the cake was the same maintenance worker who came in with her that day. I was leaving out just this past Friday morning, got around past the mailboxes, and he was pulling up in his truck, very nice truck. He has a few cars, but I recognized that that was his truck. And I just kept walking. And he said, excuse me. He said, hey, he said, can I come in? I need to check. And I said, what's going on? He said, I need to check your cabinets and some different things around the house. I said, oh, okay. So I went back around, went to open the door, and he caught up with me. He said, hey, he said, that lady's gone. I said, you mean the, he said, yeah, yeah. He said, the one, and he mimicked his hand like a person talking too much. He said, yeah, the one to just talk. He said, she's very rude, very, very rude. He said, yeah, well, they let her go. I said, oh, that's very good news. I told him, I said, that was my prayer. And do you know how long she lasted? Every manager has been here at least 2 years and over. Some of them just below 2 years. She was here for roughly 5 months. 5 months. Can you say answer prayer? I specifically prayed, let her have the shortest tenure of any manager on this property. I want her gone. I said, she can't handle herself. She's very unprofessional. She does not need to have this type of position. Give it to somebody else who will be better than her. He told me, he said, now this person is coming in. She seems pretty good. You know, she's younger. She, you know, she's getting things done. He said, so my goal is, he said, and I told her, he said, because I haven't seen him since the day that they came in here, only a few times on a property, but I have not run across him. He said, I even told her, he said, she let me see the letter that you sent and everything. He said, but I told her, why not just let me go in and take care of everything? This stuff has been going on. Let's just take care of it and be done with it. He said, yeah. So it was a personal thing. She doesn't want to do her job because she read some notes or whatever happened before she got here, and none of it had anything to do with her. So I knew for a fact that that was just an assignment of the enemy. And guess what? She's gone. And I don't have to worry about her. Like he said, you don't have to worry about her anymore. She's gone. He says, so I told them, let me go in here. He said, I already know the situations. He came and he took pictures of all my cabinets. He said, they're going to replace all your cabinets. Air quality is coming back out. They're going to check the quality of your air. They're going to make sure, you know, the mold is gone. He said, we're going to do the stuff that was supposed to be. He went upstairs and then, you know, he had my son taken. He's such a fan of Christians. He's been watching Christian for about the last almost 2 years. Sometimes he'll come in and he's in the yard working on his videos or doing his work. And he said, man, he's such a good kid and he's so smart. And he asked me how his channel was doing. And I told him, he said, wow. He said, can you send it to me? And he said, wow, can you do something on my channel? Can you? So he had Christian taking pictures and videos of him around the house while he's doing his work. And Christian's going to put something together for him. But he said, yeah, everything is going to get taken care of now. He said, and that's all she had to do. He said, but she was very rude. He said, and she's like that with almost everybody. He said, very unprofessional, but they got rid of her. And I wanted to say, no, my God got rid of her. He brought her down. The Bible says pride comes before a fall. I don't know how long it would be before she would learn her lesson, but I hope this is a good lesson for her. And I was just so ecstatic. I was like, yes. And then I had this thought. I said, wow, Lord, you know, you ended the battle and didn't even tell me about it. She's been going. I could have been celebrating for over a month now. She's been going for like a month, a little more. And I'm just finding out. All I kept saying was, well, she's pretty quiet over there. I know she's up to something. I was waiting for something to come. But I'm like, it's pretty quiet over there. It's pretty quiet. And now I know why, because she's not even there. And so, yes, that's my victory story.
And then, you know, some of the other stuff that I've been dealing with, the devil's defeated in that area too. Sometimes you get those stubborn devils, like, you know, the Philistines. David, we always talk about, and I hear people always talk about David and Goliath. Yes, that's a fascinating story. We know how David defeated Goliath, and people don't even sometimes really understand that he didn't just defeat him in the battle. The battle actually started before they ever face off, because David said, in the name of my God, the God of Israel that you defy, I'm going to do such and such. And Goliath was like, yeah, and I'm going to take you and I'm going to feed you to the carcass and all of this kind of stuff. So they had a battle of words first. And then he was, you know, slain with the stone that David went and got. It was the Holy Spirit aiming. They scientifically proved that there's a spot where he hit him in his temple or whatever that would have caused that kind of damage to take him down. The Holy Spirit aimed that rock. And then David used his own Goliath's own weapon, because he didn't take Saul's because he hadn't proved them. He used the enemy's weapon. And did not God say that in Isaiah 54? He said, even the smith that bloweth, the waster to destroy. He said, I'm even going to allow you to use the enemy's weapon against him. He said, no weapon in 54 and 17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And so I'm learning more and more and more and more in my walk that it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter where the devil is coming from. It doesn't matter which direction, because see, God sees it all. People think that they're doing slick stuff and they sit back. I have people that aren't even in my life anymore that don't even understand that I know the spirit, and I know that they're behind some things that an individual is doing. The pastor even gave me a word. He was talking to me about something else. This was a few weeks ago, and he stopped and he said, I'm not trying to put all your business out there. He said, but there's somebody in your life that's trying to work witchcraft on you. And I started smiling. Yes, I know. I know. I see the enemy. See, that's the advantage of having a close walk with God, that the devil doesn't even know. When I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh, he'll reveal stuff to you. I don't stay up at night. When I do, it's like the other day I had sweet tea. And it keeps me up, and I know I'm going to suffer or pay the price, but every now and again, I got to have just a little bit. I ended up pouring the rest of it in a drain yesterday, because it just wasn't worth staying up, you know, wee hours in the morning. But anyway, when I do, I'm making good use of my time. So I don't stay up worrying about what the devil's trying to do. He's doing his job. And guess what, y'all? He's good at it. He's the devil for a reason. He's been around millennia. Thousands, millions of years before we were ever even formed on this earth. He knows heaven. He knows the kingdoms. He knows how things operate. And guess what? He knows us too. He studies us. He has files on us. He knows what we like, what we don't like, what's going to get us tripped up. He knows who to put in our lives or put on our paths to detour us. But I don't know about you, but he's a liar. He's defeated. And I don't care what I go through. I don't care what I've been through. I just keep coming out victorious. You know why? Because the Lord fights for me. Israel could say that. The Lord fights for us. Even when we're being stubborn and hard-hearted and rebellious, and even when we're walking on our way, and even when we're ignoring signs and flags, God is trying to show us stuff. And sometimes we ignore it for whatever the reason. We ignore it and we do things our way. But I thank God in his mercy. He's so merciful. I thank him. He's so merciful. He probably saying, okay, you acting a little silly right now. You know my word. You know what it says. You see it. You see this as clear as day. There are some things. There are some things that have happened in my life with individuals that even a blind man could see. And I chose to ignore it. And you know what happens? You know what happens. And so you end up dealing with backlash and stuff, fallout from relationships and stuff of people that either never should have been in your life, or maybe they came for a reason and you allowed them to stay for a season. But guess what? Let me give you a little secret about the devil. I'm about to shut this down because I do have some things that I need to do. The devil will never give up.
And once you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. He wants to get you so entrenched in bondage, and he never wants to let you go. And so I was walking in this season, these last several months and stuff. I kept saying, okay, God, I got the word. I got a prophetic word declared that I wasn't even looking for. And I'm talking about another time back in April, the same pastor said to me, your season for this is over. It's over. He said, give the devil his notice today. He said, write it. He had me write it down on a piece of paper in the service. And when I say I was bawling, it's online. I was bawling my eyes out in my seat. And he said, that's all right. I'll come back there to you. And he prayed over me. And he told the congregation, he said, man, y'all might not understand this. He said, but if you had a season like her, and I wouldn't say, Pastor, it's been years and years and years and years and years. And he's like, if y'all been through what she been through, you would understand it. He said, Satan wants to kill her mentally and emotionally. Satan's trying to take her out. Then he said, oh, I got this. He said, the devil is a liar. I got this. And so the Lord has sent people around me to strengthen me, to cover me. Right now, I need to let the devil know I have a whole prayer ministry praying for me. And their practice is to pray for you for a full 30 days with the church. And oh, I got some resistance now. I got some backup now because I'm like Diana Ross. I'm coming out. Devil, you can't keep me here. Pharaoh did everything he could possibly do. I read Exodus chapter 12 and chapter 14 the other day. Pharaoh did everything he could. His heart was hard. He didn't want to let Israel go, but I bet in the end he wished he had heeded the word of the Lord because it cost him his life, the life of his firstborn, the life of all of his men when they tried to challenge and pursue Israel in that wilderness. That was the last of them. And somebody needs to hear that word today. I'm talking to the pursuer. Those of you that are on the other side like me, not saying that we're perfect and that we got it all down and we do every little thing right. But let me tell you something. I don't bother people. I've never been like that. Even as a kid, I don't mess with people. I don't pick fights. That I'm just not that person. But the problem has been, especially in my adulthood, I don't run from it. I have that fight in me. You come to me with something and it's on. I'm from Philly. I grew up in the heart of North Philadelphia. So there's a toughness deep down on the inside. It's like, bring it. And some fights I should have walked away from and I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But that has been my personality. And you know, the Lord deals with it, but some of that is good to keep because you have a devil out here and you got to know how to fight. And so I thank God that I learned how to fight. I don't run from fights. I don't run from battles. I've been through tons of stuff through the years. I don't run from it. And I thank God that I know where to go. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my redeemer. So, and when the enemy thinks that you're closed in like Pharaoh thought they were trapped, there's no exit. God said, I'll open up the sea and I'll let you pass through on dry land. And that's what he's done in my life. I'm passing through on dry land and the enemy, and it's a shame because like he said, one of the individuals is somebody, he said, somebody that should be working with you. This is a person that I've helped. This is a person that I've nurtured. This is a person that I loved at one point, a person that I helped build up. And isn't it always like that? This is a person that I've sown into their lives and their families. And I've done so much and I spent so much of my life and my time. And sometimes I feel like it's wasted time, but God knows. But so you're doing all of this thinking that you're coming after me, but what you're really doing is fighting against the God that I serve. And unfortunately, if they don't turn around, they're going to have an end just like Pharaoh. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I got the victory in this situation. And now it's like, it seems like after over 3 years of dealing with this, the doors are open, the windows are open. And now he's like, we're going to come in. Everything that I've been waiting on. So see, y'all, you just have to endure. You have to just endure it and let it work out, even when it doesn't look like it's working out. And the message that I was going to give and kind of bypass real quick to you out there pursuing,
to you who are bold enough to be messing with God's folk, to you that are allowing the enemy to use you, you that are operating in spiritual wickedness, I'm trying to tell you, the hour is too late. I would not, even if I were like that, if I was that person, I thank God I'm not that person. But even if I was, I think I would have to come to my senses. In the day and time that we're living in, people are leaving here left and right. There is no time to be out here playing games. COVID is real. People are dying from all kind of diseases. The devil is ramping up. The wickedness all over the land is like never before. And it's going to get worse. And you have time to be out here playing? Trying to get somebody, trying to take somebody down, stabbing people in the back. Oh, you're going to have your day. I'm going to say this, and I really got to shut this down. There's a day of reckoning coming. You don't have to believe me. You can get the word of God for yourself. Read through Revelation. Read Revelation 20 to 22. Read Revelation 1 to 22. Through three, the first three chapters. Read throughout Revelation and see a lot of stuff that's happening today. We're already more than halfway past Revelation. This thing is winding up. This thing is about to end. You can be out there playing all you want to, but just like Haman trying to destroy and annihilate God's people, the Jews, I'm telling you, as sure as my name is Stephanie J, you're going to stand before the king one day. You're going to give an account of everything that you have done in this world and then the things that you have not done. Read it. It's in the Bible. We're going to stand before him, and you're either going to stand at the great white throne judgment where sinners will be judged and get their punishment according to their deeds, or you're going to get judged as a believer in Jesus Christ according to the works. Don't take my word for it. I didn't write it, but I wholeheartedly believe it. I'm not here to debate or deliberate or try to convince anybody anymore that it is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He said it. I believe it, and I live it, and I live it even more these days. Come hell or high water, I'm not going to be out here chasing no fairy tales like somebody in my life is. I'm not going to be out here turning to the left or the right, or going the broad way that leads to hell and destruction. This world has nothing to offer me. This world has nothing in me. And there's nothing, as I keep proving, I did this podcast to give God his glory and give a testimony once again to a victory. This is over 3 years that has just ended. Because I stood and I endured. Was it uncomfortable? Was it a headache? Did it set me back weeks and weeks at a time because of all of the extra cleaning and packing? And, you know, we had to spend extra money to buy different things in the house. But guess what? It's over now. I don't have to worry about it anymore. She's gone. I started singing, ding dong, the wicked witch is gone, ding dong. Yeah, she won't be ringing this bell. She's gone. I don't have to worry about her. So that's a never devil defeated. And I pray, oh, I have prayed. I pray that she opens her eyes and she gets it right before it's too late. As I pray for all of my enemies, as the Bible says, I don't have to worry about her. God is making them take care of everything in my house. So that's restoration, restitution being paid, all brand new stuff. And in the end, I'm still standing, and the devil is defeated, and he always will be. Why? Because Jesus defeated him on that cross, and he gave us the victory. And that is the victory that I stand in. That is the word that I stand on. I don't care who likes it, who doesn't like it. That is the way it is. And so I'm going to leave you right here. I'm going to have to calm myself down. Go get me some water. I didn't bring any water. It's hot up in here. And I just pray that you have a blessed day. I just pray that something that I said helps you. Even if you're on the other side of the fence, you're one of the pursuers, somebody that's out there living foul, somebody that's out there just doing your thing, somebody out there trying to hurt people. I really hope and pray before you close your eyes, before you sleep the sleep of death, I really pray that you get it right and develop a relationship. Repent, turn around, make Jesus your Lord, because that is the only way to make it out here. So y'all be blessed. My time is up.